How about something that people, especially working outdoors on ranches and farms, wore over their clothes to protect the clothes? Not apron, but a whole thing, legs and a...
I thought of a trench coat. No. It's a neck. No, coveralls, no.
That's
coveralls? Yeah.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's see. Did people grow food, fruits, vegetables in their home gardens? Did you guys have that in your neighborhood?
Yes.
People did?
Yes.
Okay. What kinds of things did they grow?
We had tomatoes, chili, corn. String beans.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
About corn, what is the name of the little fine threads inside? And you have to pull them off or scrub them off.
Yeah. Nah. Tassels.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll move to the next corn question.
Okay,
and you'll remember.
Okay.
How about the things that are... The green
husk.
Yes.
Mm.
And then how about the little deals that jiggled in the wind that told you they were ripe? Those are. You just said it. They turn brown and then you know the corn's ready to go.
I said tassels.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay. Now going back to the inside legs, it's like thread, but.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name?
I know.
Can you think of it? No. No, never mind. It's okay.
I know, but you get a mustache.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Now tell me this. For you, is a green bean the same thing as a string bean?
I wouldn't think so.
What is the difference?
String beans are long.
Mm-hmm.
Green bean?
Okay.
Maybe the same, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever know anyone that grew pinto beans?
No.
How about different kinds of squash?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which different types?
The long ones and the round ones. Long flat ones.
Very scientific here.
Look at this. I don't know the squash.
No, that's fine. Okay, how about, did you ever grow any fruit or your neighbors ever grow any?
Fruit?
Not commercial, but family.
Oh, yeah, fruit. We have peach trees, the fig tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with peaches, I've done canning, so I know there are two different types. There's ones where you can break the flesh away easily, and there are other kinds of peaches where it hangs on for dear life. Okay, so what are those?
Alberta?
Yeah. But there's a way to describe the two types of peaches where one pull it in half easily and the other you can't because it's hanging on to the center. Do you know the names of those two types?
No.
Okay. All right. You'll remember probably after I leave.
I didn't know there was a word for that.
Yes, there is. I'll tell you what it is. One is called a freestone peach. It's just called clingstone. Cling. And cling, obviously, are the ones that cling to the...
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm a bird. I'm a bird of peach.
No, it's something you don't think about. Okay. What is your term for tomatoes that aren't the big kind, but the little kind about the size of a marble?
Cherry.
Now, for real cherries, what do you call the hard thing inside in the center of those?
A pit.
All right. And for peaches, what do you call it?
Pit.